Traditional building styles at Husan. At first sight, Husan might seem large, but in traditional peasant society, this size and arrangement was quite normal for farms in Nord-Østerdalen. In total, there are 18 different buildings, all with a separate function. Husan has two farmyards. One comprises the private dwellings with two storage houses primarily for food and two more for clothing and equipment. The other part of the farm contains outbuildings for cattle, working horses and sheep, as well as workshops and sheds for food processing requiring the use of an open fire. This division had practical reasons. If you look at the part comprising the stable, cowshed, barn and woodshed, you will see that they surround the farmyard. This arrangement provided shelter from wind and snow, especially during the winter time, when the animals were let out into the yard to be fed on twigs and other types of prepared fodder. The two farmyards helped separating the tasks of running the household from those related to running the farm. This arrangement is rarely seen today, as most farms in Norway went through radical changes after the mid-19th century. The number of buildings reduced, and instead, larger buildings were constructed so that several tasks could be taken care of under one and the same roof. Most of the houses and farms you can see in this area today have undergone these radical changes. Now, they have wooden panels and paintwork, both inside and outside, that hides the details of the original construction work. On this farm, however, the details are still visible. Only two of the original buildings have been replaced. One is the cowshed, which came from an old mountain summer farm. The other is the outside lavatory, now tucked away behind the cowshed, which was donated by another local farm. Also, there used to be one more stable at Husan, but as there was less demand for horse transport after the Røros railway was completed in 1877, many stables were left empty or torn down.